इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
Hi and welcome back to Itihas. We are having this special segment called the 5-year fest where we are discussing the grand festival of Indian democracy, that is the general elections. So in the last episode, we discussed 1957 general election, which was the second one, after which a lot of interesting changes took place. A lot of political leaders gained prominence. And then we come to the 1962, the third general elections, which actually coincide with a very significant year in the Indian history, because that is the year when the Sino-Indian War happened. And as we had also discussed previously, that war has had a very long-lasting effect on how India and China have perceived themselves. Today, to discuss the build-up to the third general election, I have with me Parimal Maya Sudhakar. Parimal, welcome back to Itihas. You have been here before. So thank you again for appearing here. What exactly was the socio-political situation after 1957 to 1962?
The turmoil in Indian politics, sort of it began from 1957 onwards. When India approached the third general election in 1962, Nehru government had already completed two full terms as elected government. But Nehru and his ministry was in power even prior to 1952, that is from 47 to 52. So, as such, 15 complete years, Nehru was at the helm.
Right.
And what we today call as anti-incumbency. So, those traits were visible during those days. However, these traits were much more visible in terms of the conflicts that India had at the time of independence. And period from 57 to 62, had seen some of the conflicts resurfacing in Indian politics.
Okay.
For example, conflict in the Northeast, that the Naga insurgency and some other insurgent groups, they became much more militant during this period. And Indian government also used as much of the military power, police force to suppress them.
Mm.
Secondly, in 57 election, for the first time, Communist Party got elected in the state of Kerala.
Okay.
And that was considered as one of the very significant event in Indian politics as well as in the history of the communist movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the first time anywhere in the world, a communist party has come to the power through an electoral process.
Right.
However, that government was dismissed by the central government in 1959 itself.
Oh.
Emergence of communist government in Kerala, it has given boost to communist movement across India.
Mm.
And people who were attracted towards communist ideology, who were part of the communist movement but were not much active, they saw an opportunity that if communists can come to power in Kerala, then that is feasible elsewhere as well. However, as the government was dismissed in 1959, there was question mark on the credibility of the Nehru as well.
Right.
Because Nehru's biggest credential was that he was a freedom fighter and a democrat. However, dismissing an elective government within 2 years, under whatever context was there, it was not perceived well by democratic factions within India.
Mm.
That was also the period wherein demand for linguistic states,
yes,
it emerged, yes, across India. And Maharashtra has seen very militant or agitation for formation of a Marathi state.
Yes.
And then there was a conflict on the status of Mumbai. So period from 56 to 60, it was entirely marred by these incidents or,
right,
these agitations.
Right.
Interestingly, in 1962, foreign policy issues also were in discourse prior to the election.
Mm.
And the issues were multiple issues that were that people were discussing, political parties were discussing.
Mm.
And for the first time, Nehru government was under severe attack from the opposition, not on any domestic issue, but on the foreign policy. That in 1961, J.B. Kriplani delivered a very scathing attack on the then defense minister Krishna Menon because of mishandling of foreign policy, mishandling of India-China relations, and what he alleged was surrendering to Chinese interest, etc. And this period also has seen emergence of new leadership in India in the form of Ram Manohar Lohia, S.A. Dange of Communist Party, and Atal Bihari Vajpayee.
Right.
So from 57 to 62, these 5 years, along with Nehru, these leaders also began to dominate political landscape in India.
Right.
And they were the ones who captured people's imagination. And people began to think in terms of alternative.
Right.
That these are also the credible leaders. Mm. And through parliamentary debates in particular, leaders like Lohia, Vajpayee, they have established their credentials.
Right.
China was a major factor because India's relationship with China were at strain from 1957-58 itself.
Actually, exactly 60 years ago, March of 1959, yes, when the Dalai Lama crossed the Tibetan border and Indian government granted him refuge, China was not very happy about this whole fact. And still, it is alleged that Nehru government maintained its stand of Hindi-Chini Bhai Bhai, and having a good relation with China is in the best interest of India. And they say that he wouldn't listen to any of the criticisms or any of the doubts that the then parliamentarians had raised. So I think the 1962 elections happened slightly before the war. The war broke out,
yes,
in the later half of,
yes,
the year.
Yes.
And by then the elections had, yeah, already happened. The Congress government had come to power again. Nehru had become prime minister again. How did this actual incidence of war reflected on the newly elected government of 1962?
The mandate itself gave much more confidence to Nehru. And the debates that had taken place prior to 62 election, so in a way Nehru's position got vindicated. In the mandate, that Nehru considered it, or Congress Party considered it, as people's faith in Nehru's position. In the foreign policy, along with China, there were two other major issues. One was India's position on non-alignment or having close relationship with any of the superpowers.
Right.
And prior to 62 election, in 1961, there was a Belgrade conference, which was considered as the first conference of non-alignment countries. And that was the peak of Nehru's leadership within India and at the world level as well. And the second issue was that of liberation of Goa, which occurred just few months prior to 1962 election.
Right.
And in that operation, again, Nehru emerged as a hero, wherein he had taken upon the might of the Western countries. And Nehru really did not care about the criticism that was levied against India and him by the Western countries,
right,
of using force against Portuguese government, etc. And that again has given immense credibility to Nehru as a nationalist leader.
Right.
And in that context, post 1962, when India approached the China question, Nehru was much more confident that people have reposed faith on him. Therefore, there was virtually no change in the China policy. However, before the election, the policy was quite nuanced one. And that nuanced policy continued. Nuanced in the sense, on the one hand, he maintained there should be friendship. On the other hand, he refused to have any negotiation on the border dispute. And thirdly, he also allowed Dalai Lama and his followers to stay in India.
Correct.
Which again boosted his own nationalist credentials. That was a time when no other country perhaps would have accepted Dalai Lama and his followers. And Nehru did it. Even when it was quite visible that China was very angry,
right,
on that act, Nehru government withstood those acts, withstood Chinese government, and post-election also Nehru continued this policy,
right,
that no negotiation on border, but there should be friendly relationship with China, and all the support to Dalai Lama,
right,
for his stay in India.
Right.
So it continued.
Right.
Election took place somewhere in February, March,
right,
and border conflict with China, it began in October.
A period of socio-political instability to a certain extent, a lot of factions rising, a lot of political alternatives emerging in the parliament, a lot of alternatives to leadership emerging, especially in people's mind, in people's imagination. 62 elections happened. Again, the Congress government won the elections. Nehru was reinstated as prime minister. However, the period after this is slightly chaotic in nature because of the loss of a couple of prime ministers after that. And of course, the wars that shook the nation and the food security, or let's say the food insecurity that was looming large, which was sort of salvaged by the 1965 Green Revolution movement. All of this we'll discuss in the next part of this episode. So till then, keep listening. Stay tuned.